You're listening to the audio production of The Difference Maker, Making Your Attitude Your Greatest Asset. This abridged audiobook was written by John C. Maxwell, published by HarperCollins Leadership, and read by Wayne Shepherd.
Chapter 1. Where did you get your attitude? Have you ever heard someone say, "Attitude is everything"? It seems to be a favorite line of some motivational speakers. According to them, a great attitude is all you need to be successful. Unfortunately, it's simply not true. I do a lot of professional speaking. Each year I communicate at live events to 250,000 people, and I do believe in motivating others. However, I don't think of myself as a motivational speaker. I call myself a motivational teacher. That may seem like a technicality, but here's the difference. A motivational speaker makes you feel good, but the next day you're not sure why. A motivational teacher also makes you feel good, but the next day you possess something that will actually help you. The promise that attitude is everything is hollow. In fact, if you believe that attitude is everything, it may actually hurt you more than help you. If attitude were everything, then the only thing that would separate me from a successful singing career would be the belief that I can do it. But trust me, there is another factor that stands in my way: talent. If you've watched the reality show American Idol, then you know what I mean. I'm amazed at the number of terrible auditioners who respond to blunt criticism from the judges by saying things like, "I know I can sing, that's just your opinion." Truthfully, no attitude is strong enough to compensate for lack of skill. So does a good attitude make any difference? Absolutely. Attitude is the difference maker.